welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you with us. And also like to have you guys check us out on where, Ava?
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Lots of cool stuff there. And Donald?
Yeah, on Facebook as well.
Yeah, like us, please. And of course, as spring rolls around, lots of activities going on. Wherever you may want to roam, you can certainly dial it in with the interactive map and check that out. And speaking of roaming, our next guest, I happen to meet the company, not necessarily meet the person, but when I was in ICAST on last year.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
That was July, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was July. June, July.
Down in Orlando?
Like that. Yeah. Happened to be down in that nape of the woods and was flying down there. And it, one of the guys I used to work with on a TV show happened to be one of the guys working for the company, Trika Fishing.
Yep.
And Mike and I chatted, and I stood around the booth for a long time, and I couldn't get a word in with him at all because the booth was so busy. And so once it calmed down, I got some time to spend and learn about it. And needless to say, I've been excited about this ever since. So it's pretty cool. And now we bring in my new friend, Tyson Owens, social media coordinator. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Tyson, you're up in the Duluth area. And you guys are going to be getting some snow this coming weekend, precipitation across the whole state. And it doesn't mean we're not going to be thinking about fishing, that's for sure. Am I right?
No, we're always thinking about fishing, even though it's looking like winter outside again.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Tyson, I gave the lead in, learned a lot about you guys at the show, unique pieces and parts about the company, and of course it's Trika Fishing, because you do more than just rods. We'll talk about that as we go through. But I thought it was such a unique story, and having been involved in so many different elements within the fishing industry, and I thought the story behind what you guys put out in product is, it's just unique, and I thought it was something we'd want to share, because not all fishing rods are made the same. And, you know, it's got this modulus this or this, but there's truly scientific know-how and evaluation that went behind really getting you the rods and what you've done with the rods themselves. So kind of a neat way to go about this. But let's back up first. Now, you started with Trika, as you and I have talked, back right when they first started, not in the development stages, but right when they're just about to do release, right?
Correct. I started back in 22, right at the end of the development phase of our first series of rods.
And, of course, being at the ground floor is kind of cool. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. I had an opportunity, a unique opportunity to jump on at the ground floor, and I couldn't pass it.
That's a fun thing. Of course, obviously, if you're an addict, I don't know how many people, if you're driving in your car, sitting at home, how many people wouldn't like to be able to have a job in the fishing industry? It's the coolest thing ever. It honestly is. And when you think about it, you're like, oh, well, I may not be able to fish because I'm in the fishing industry, but that's actually not true, and it gives you a lot of opportunity to do that. Now, your favorite body of water is one of mine. When I was growing up, my dad and I fished it a lot up in the St. Louis River. What an amazing fishery.
Absolutely.
You guys, and of course, we have a common fish that we like to fish for, Don. Never guess what that is.
No.
Walleye.
Now Walter.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about, and you fished a lot outside the harbor in Duluth, right?
We do. Lake Superior is an underestimated fishery. It's really not talked about enough, especially relating to the walleye fishing that's making a fantastic comeback.
Now, are you trolling out there in the mouth?
So if you rewind 5+ years before forward-facing sonar, it was predominantly a trolling bite. Now with the emergence of forward-facing sonar, I'd say it's about 50-50. Half the guys are trolling, half the guys are casting at fish.
Nice. And so trolling, you're using planer boards out there?
Yes, a grip spread, few planer boards, yep, crankbaits. Some guys using downriggers, but the best bite is really in the top 30 feet of the water column, which is pretty easy to target with different crankbaits.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's something I have you done that, Don? You ever been out there?
Well, I fished in those waters, but I've never caught a walleye there.
No, I caught a lot of walleye in the harbor.
Yes, up there.
You know, the bay.
Yep.
And then over towards, what's that restaurant over there on the Wisconsin side?
Barker's Island.
Barker's Island, that's it. Yeah, we've kind of, you know, you troll that flat over there, and that's been pretty good. And then, of course, in the shipping, just off the shipping channel going up towards the actual river itself where it, before it narrows up, that's been good too. That's I love that place. They've done a great job with walleye there too. They really have. I think it's the limits two, isn't it two?
Yes, two fish in the river, which some people don't like, but the locals here love it. That's plenty for dinner, and it really has helped this fishery come back.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's what do you do? You know,
I'm anxious to hear about the rods.
I'd like to, you know, he's addicted to fishing like we are.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's something that's important. So when I was able to visit with you guys at the shot or at the shot show, ICAST, one of the things that was first brought up to me that I thought was the crazy story behind the whole thing was when you look at sensitivity in a rod, you know, a lot of it comes down to, well, you have to go super thin modulus of carbon this or whatever that. And you guys could have come from a completely unique perspective and saying, okay, well, the energy can be transmitted to the grip, but when you look at what most everybody does at the grip, it's actually deadening that feel. And you guys do something completely different, right?
Yes, we do. We have the echo chamber in our rear end, a completely hollow rear grip, which I like to compare to the chamber on a guitar, which is echoing the vibration, the sensitivity back into the real seat and into your hand.
And the one of the things, Don, it's kind of cool. Most of the rod companies out there, and I'm talking with Tyson at length, they fill it with foam.
Sure.
And or it's not matched to the blank. They just get they purchase a grip and then they run the rod through it and glue it on and you're done. When they actually tested this with potentiometers, so they put a reading all along the grip, and they found out where it would deaden, and they simply modified that chamber to have that vibration come back to your hand on the rod in the front part of the grip. Is that not cool?
Yeah, I'm looking at them online.
There you go, Tyson. You already got a fan.
Hey, click that buy button.
Exactly. So when you look at how that works, when you guys were going through this, what was your thoughts when they said, okay, this is pretty cool. We got something. There's really got something going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. We spent years and a lot of money on R&D, and we literally peeled back the layers on all of the competitors' rods and saw what they were doing and took the time to figure out how we can improve on it and make it better. And like you said, most of the competitors' rods are foam-filled grips. They also mostly use cork. We use carbon fiber not just in our rod blanks but our reel seats and our grips as well. That's a more rigid material. It's going to transmit the vibration, the sensitivity better than the cork. Also removing the foam from the grip. There are other people that do it, but they like to replace it with arbors and other components attached to the grip,
yep,
attached to the rod blank, which we don't do. Ours are completely hollow. The reel seat is in direct contact with the rod blank, and it, like we talked about earlier, is using that rear echo chamber to transmit the vibration back into your hand.
Well, and all too often you have that, it's too much, it's too separated, right? The reel, because you have the reel in your hand for the most part, for spinning reels especially, bait casters you will a little bit, but the key is that your hand is right on that same exact spot. So having that not separated, because you look at some of those rods, Don, it almost feels like you have a club in your hand because it's
right
pretty large. And having that capability is like a whole different avenue. And when I tried the rods, I was amazed at the feel in comparison to another rod that was not of that design. I mean, it was crazy.
Tell us how the rod blanks are manufactured.
Yep. That's so we have a patent pending process to roll our blanks. We actually weave our blanks. That's the 3, 6, 10X. You see, that's the directions in the weave. They are rolled different than anything else on the market. They are literally built different. We also use a higher quality blend of carbon fiber than any of our competitors. This grade of carbon fiber is typically used in the aviation and aerospace industries. Very expensive. And with our weave pattern, we've been able to increase the durability over other carbon fiber rods.
That's one of the challenges I've had when you're fishing the tour.
Yes.
You provide the rods to your co-angler.
Right.
They're not so careful with them. And yeah, generally the higher X you go, the more susceptible to breakage, you know, because they'll grab the rod up by the rod tip and then lift the rod up to grab the fish in the back of the boat.
Yep.
And then about when you're ready to say no, it goes doink, broken. I've had it happen multiple times. So this is a pretty cool deal. When you're able to change so much, you get the energy of that particular wind, which is significantly different, and you get it to the handle. And again, when I felt it, it was crazy. Now, here's the other part that makes it easy as far as the buying it. Having been involved with another rod company that had about 500 different SKUs, meaning model selection changes, you guys have a unique way for a customer that if they want one rod at one level, you can buy it, but you can buy the same rod style and go up in the model lineup and buy maybe a more expensive rod for something and just go back down to the same concept. What is that and how do you guys deal with that?
Yep. So we have four main series of rods, the X, 3, 6, and 10X rods. Like you said, they all have the same length, powers, and actions. And we really try to keep it as simple as possible at Trica. Looking at some competitors, you're trying to pick a rod for pitching jigs, and it can be overwhelming in the amount of rods that they have. We didn't make any of those series rods to be technique specific. We tried to make them all to be as versatile as possible. And that just allows you to, like you said, you can order one in the X series, the 3, the 6, the 10, and you're going to be able to use that same rod for a variety of applications.
And that's, Don, if you look at it, there's a lot of companies, oh, this is a worming rod. Or, okay, I just need to know the feel. It's going to be 1/8 to 1/4 ounce. It's going to be medium fast. That's what I need to look at. And if I'm able to make that selection across the board, it makes it a lot simpler for me, which is really cool. Now, the other piece of the fun that they have is they make reels too.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Don's got a big smile on his face. So the reels are significantly different as well. That's when I talked to my friend at iCast. One of the cool parts is anytime you go to a solid machine frame, it is a more expensive but much more durable and solid way to go to build a reel. What else do you guys do with that? It's pretty cool.
Yep, and with the machining, we're able to take those walls down really thin to keep the reels lightweight. Like you said, they're extremely durable. We've had virtually no issues with the reels, but they're also very lightweight. The drag and the casting is what really gets me, smooth, consistent drag. We also have a shallower spool than most, and it's a little bit wider, and that actually allows for better casting due to less resistance on the line when it's going out in the spinning reels.
Okay.
The casting reels have ceramic bearings, which spin at a higher RPM, again, increasing casting distance. They're also maintenance-free. You never need to oil those spool bearings on there. They're not going to corrode, and they are going to last a lot longer than stainless steel bearings.
So one of the things that you find when you're buying a fishing reel, for anybody out there today, this is food for thought. When you go out and buy a reel, you can go buy a reel that's maybe a quote-unquote special makeup, meaning it's branded with maybe a sporting goods store's name on it, and they'll say, okay, this has 8 ball bearings. But if you go with the name brand, you're only going to maybe get five, but it's the same price. And the reason is the quality of the bearing is garbage more often than not in these special makeup reels. Not to mention the fact that they put a lot of grease in. So when you pick up that reel at a demo and you put it out of the box and you start reeling it, it is going to be really pretty smooth, not bad, right up until about that fifth time you go out, and all of a sudden it turns into grinding because the quality of the surface and the bearing is extremely low. And that piece of the puzzle, when you go to ceramics and you don't have to apply a heavy grease to make it run well, you don't have to apply anything extra, makes a huge difference when it comes to this is how it's going to feel now and 5 years from now. That's a big deal. You guys have done some crazy cool stuff. I love that.
Yeah, our engineer, Matt Haas, a local UMD grad here, he's the best in the business. He designed both these reels from the ground up. Like you said, they're not a rebrand. They're not another reel with our label on there. He designed these from the ground up, and he didn't cut any corners. The goal of that both these projects wasn't to make a – price wasn't a factor in it. We set out to make the best reels possible with the best materials and components, and that's exactly what he did.
Fantastic. Well, I told you the time would fly past. We're already past tense, and we love it, though. Tyson, I appreciate you coming on. And, of course, check out Tricor Rods. We're going to have the link on our website, right, Donald?
Yep. And it'll be on our homepage.
Just perfect. Check that out, and you're going to want to do that. And if you have any other questions, feel free to give Tricor a call. And it is a Midwest company, and we love supporting Midwest companies. It's pretty darn awesome. So, Tyson, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having us. And, I really appreciate it.
Don't put that shovel away just yet.
not yet.
Have a great one, Tyson. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, you too.
Well, tell you what, folks, that is a wrap for the show today. For Ava, Don, and myself, we are the Valley Outdoors. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Be safe out there. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.